It was a great regional tournament for the Wildcats golf team on Monday and Tuesday in Rockwall. They finished in third place to advance to the state tournament. I talked with Wildcats golf coach Ross Funk.
Well, Ross, congratulations, man. A team going to state, a wonderful regional tournament for you.
Absolutely. That was pretty awesome. They shot 310 the first day, 299, tied for low round that second day, hung in there. The kids did great. They did awesome. Their attitude was great, and course conditions were tough. We played through a lot of rain the first day. It was cold and still drizzling the second day, and, man, they gutted it out. Can't ask for anything more.
They're shooting their best golf of the year, I would think, right?
Right. That's always our goal, is to sort of peak at this time, and even with weather happening throughout the season, we didn't get a whole lot of building up time, but it certainly worked out this week.
Were the guys familiar with this course, or they just figured it out?
They played it one time, and then we went over and played a practice round on Sunday and did put in some work, and had to miss the Masters, but you know, they were upset about that, but you know, they put in some work and we just got it done.
Tell us how they shot.
Like I said, 310 and 299, we were led by Garrett Landers. He finished second medalist for a second straight year. I believe he was two under par three under par, I'm sorry. Three under par for the entire tournament, lost by one shot. Brody Blackman shot well, shot under par the first day, over par the second day. Alex Motes really came in with a solid 76 the last day, really helped us out, so that was great. Kaysen Parks and Mason Maker both shot solid 80s at different times, and that catapulted us right up there.
And how did we fare? I guess Lufkin and Texas High kind of stayed just a little bit ahead of us.
Right, and we got some ground on Lufkin. They ended up beating us by one. T-High, we beat them by a shot the last day on the front side, and then they came and clipped us by one on the back side, so we stayed, you know, seven shots behind them. Mm-hmm. So we were gunning for them.
Top three go?
Yes, so.
Was there anybody giving you pressure from down below? Or?
You know, honestly, we just got up focused about we wanted to catch T-High. Mm-hmm. So, honestly, we didn't even look at who was behind us. We just were looking at who was in front of us, and I think that was a key factor for sure.
KSST Sports.